one and only chef Aaron May. Welcome to WGN, Aaron.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, chef. You know, sorry, I know with the time zones, it's a little bit different, but, and I know, and I explained it to the listeners, you know, you were there tasked with entertaining people in a big way at the ultimate launch party. That went till 3 a.m. How did that go?
Went till a little past 3 a.m., if we're being honest with each other. it was amazing. I mean, what a great time. Such a good event. StubHub and Bullseye pulled out all the stops. I mean, we had an unbelievable time last night.
Well, and to let the listeners know, and I think I mentioned a little bit, our good mutual friend Guy Fieri was there kind of headlining it. But you had music, and then you had a lot of the food that you were bringing to it as well. So talk a little bit about the environment. The people at Bullseye do it right.
The people at Bullseye always do it right. We, you know, Guy and I have done the Super Bowl with them, the Masters with them. This is the first year of the Derby launch party. And we had, you know, Guy has a restaurant right across the street on 4th Street Live. We were up on the second level at 4th Street Live. Unbelievable space. Looking down on Dashboard Confessional playing. We had DJ Iree spinning. We had food from Guy's restaurant, Guy Fieri Smokehouse. I did some food. We had all the favorites. We had a Kentucky Derby-inspired bread pudding, like a mint julep bread pudding.
Nice.
We had all the barbecue from the restaurant. We did some Asian snack food. I did a midnight menu of chicken and waffles. I mean, we had food, drink, fun, girls in big hats and dresses. I mean, it was Derby at its finest.
Okay, so you're there. And for some of these iconic events, you know, the Masters, the Super Bowl, they are the kind of thing that most people can only like hope to attend. But you, as a guy who's always doing it, where does Kentucky Derby, where does it kind of rate as far, and then describe the vibe of the place right now?
You know, I'm standing outside gate 3 at Churchill Downs right now talking to you, getting ready to go in. And, I mean, the Derby is totally different than all these other big events because really everybody's here to party, right? The Super Bowl, you're in a room full of Patriots fans or Seahawks fans or Steelers fans or whoever your team is, right? And some people are going to go home and have the best day of their year, and some people are going to go home miserable, right? But they're all fans. The Masters, you got a bunch of guys coming to root for Sergio or coming to root for Lefty or rooting for Rory. You get a lot of international guys. The Derby, nobody really is here backing a horse, right? Everybody's here to have a good time. You don't see, you know, people aren't in, like, secretariat jerseys and wearing jockey silks. They just want to come party and have a good time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's another marketing idea. The secretariat jerseys, I think, would sell very well. But, you know, you can support your horse. Could let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Chef Aaron May down there on site, hand on the pulse of everything going on at the Derby. Do you have a horse that you've picked for today?
No, not really. I haven't even looked at a racing form yet. I'm just here to take it all in.
See, that's it. All right. So before we let you go, give the information. People know that they can see at some of these great events and, of course, with Bullseye. But if you want to give out your social media where people can catch up with all your adventures, let them know.
Yeah, you know, BullseyeEventGroup.com is a great place to catch up on all the events. Guy's there a lot of the time. I'm always there. We're always bringing in different chefs. And then, you know, I'm on Instagram. It's at Aaron_May. And I try and post as much as I can to keep people in the loop so they can come eat some good food and have a party with us.
Last second weather report. Is it raining right now? Is the thing going to go off on time?
The rain just let up about 25 seconds ago. And I see blue skies and sunshine. I'm cautiously optimistic this is going to hold out.
That's the forecast. Cautiously optimistic. Thanks, Chef Aaron May. Thanks for calling in and giving us the vibe down there at the Derby. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.